Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something really fascinating and honestly a bit of a head-scratcher in AI evolution. Specifically, OpenAI's latest models, GPT-03 and a 4mini.
Yeah, and what's really grabbed our attention and what we're digging into today is this, well, seemingly contradictory trend, these models. They're getting smarter, demonstrably better at reasoning.
Right.
But they're also showing a pretty significant spike in what are called hallucinations.
Okay, hallucinations sounds dramatic. Let's define that. What are we actually talking about here? AI falsehoods.
Exactly. Put simply, it's when the AI confidently spits out information that's just wrong. Or like completely made up.
Made up.
Yeah, it could be misrepresenting facts, inventing statistics, even weaving, you know, whole fictional scenarios, but presenting it all like it's gospel truth. Think of it like autocomplete. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the guesses, while sounding plausible, are factually just off.
That does sound a little unnerving. So why should this matter to us? Why is this important for, you know, you listening?
Well, because AI isn't just a lab experiment anymore, right? It's getting woven into legal research, medical information, education, core business stuff.
Sure, it's everywhere.
So our trust in what these systems tell us, it's becoming vital. And if these more advanced tools are actually more likely to fabricate things, that throws a massive question mark over their reliability.
Ah. Yeah.
So this deep dive, it's your shortcut to understanding this really critical challenge. We're looking at material covering the capabilities, yes, but also these crucial limitations of GPT-03 and a 4mini.
Exactly. Our mission today, understand these errors, why the newer models seem worse in this specific way, the potential real-world risks, and maybe what can be done about it.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. So this whole hallucination thing,
yeah.
Where does it even come from? Mm-hmm. Why are these super complex systems just making stuff up?
I think the key thing to remember is how they work fundamentally. These models predict the next word, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They're sequence predictors trained on vast text data. They don't know facts like humans do. So when you give them a complex query or something novel, they're essentially improvising, filling gaps based on learned patterns.
Right.
And sometimes, well, that improvisation just leads them off the path of truth, into fabrication.
So they're like incredibly sophisticated parrots, maybe? Pattern matchers, not fact checkers.
That's a decent analogy. And the sources we have point out that GPT-03 and our 4mini were specifically built to be better at logic, at step-by-step reasoning.
They were meant to be an improvement in that area.
Precisely. OpenAI consciously tried to make them mimic human thought processes, almost like thinking out loud, to give more insightful answers, especially for complex problems.
Okay, but here's the twist. Because the data suggests this better reasoning somehow correlates with more errors, more of these hallucinations.
That's the really surprising and frankly troubling part. OpenAI's own benchmarks show a clear upward trend. For instance, asking about public figures. GPT-03 got it wrong 33% of the time, double the rate of an earlier model.
A double.
And a 4mini, even higher, 48%.
48%. That's nearly half the time. And it gets worse with general knowledge questions.
It does. On a benchmark called Simple QA, just general facts, GPT-03 hallucinated 51% of the time, and 04 Mini, a staggering 79%.
79%?
Yeah.
It's hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah. As the source material puts it, these numbers suggest a really concerning inverse relationship. As the models get smarter in one sense, their reliability actually seems to drop.
So the more complex they get, the more likely they are to just invent answers. It feels so backwards. Why? What's the theory?
Well, the thinking is, as the models get more complex, their internal reasoning pathways become broader, more abstract.
Okay.
This complexity lets them handle nuance better sometimes, but it also kind of accidentally opens up more doors for error, more chances to stray from fact into speculation or just making things up.
So it's like older models summarize facts, newer ones try to hypothesize and brainstorm more.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. They're designed to speculate more, which just inherently carries a higher risk of being wrong. Pushing for human-like abstraction seems to have also boosted their capacity for confident but incorrect imagination.
It's like that brilliant student who sometimes gets fantastically creative but completely misses the factual basis.
That's a really good analogy, actually, and the real-world consequences, they're potentially huge. The source material mentions lawyers, right? Submitting legal briefs with fake case citations generated by AI.
Oof. Yeah, I heard about that.
Imagine that in medicine. Wrong info could literally harm someone. Or in education, students learning fabricated history.
It really undermines the whole point, doesn't it? The efficiency promise. If you have to double-check everything the AI tells you.
Exactly. The time-saving benefit just evaporates if you need constant manual fact-checking.
So this isn't just a tech quirk. It impacts usability.
Totally. And there's a bigger issue, too. Trust. If people keep finding these errors, their confidence in AI overall just tanks.
The source material draws a parallel, like to brilliant but maybe unreliable people. Historical geniuses with wild theories or, you know, mad scientists in fiction. Makes it relatable, but...
But it's unsettling that this tech can be so advanced yet so confidently wrong.
Yeah, the confidence part is key, isn't it?
Definitely. They don't usually say, I think, or maybe. They state these fabrications like established facts. That makes spotting them even harder.
Okay, so big challenge. But the source also says AI is still valuable, even with this flaw. Where does it still shine?
Well, in creative tasks, right? Brainstorming, writing fiction, maybe just chatting. In those cases, an occasional hallucination might not matter much. It could even be interesting.
Right, less critical if your chatbot invents a funny story versus, say, bad medical advice.
Precisely. But for anything high stakes, where accuracy is non-negotiable, strict human oversight, manual checks are absolutely essential. You can use it, be aware of the risks, be skeptical. It's a tool, not an oracle.
So what's being done to fix this? Are there solutions being worked on?
Oh, for sure. There's a ton of research happening. A lot focuses on fine-tuning the models with better, cleaner data and reinforcement learning, basically. Teaching the AI through feedback.
Like rewarding it for accuracy.
Kind of, yeah. Training it to align better with factual correctness. That's a huge area.
And human feedback plays a role too, the source mentions.
Absolutely. Getting users to flag errors, maybe even community systems to verify information, that could be crucial for improving reliability over time. It's about teaching it consistently what's true and what's not.
Sounds like progress is possible then.
Yeah.
In the meantime, what should we as users do? The source had some practical tips.
Yes, really important ones. Number one, always verify, especially surprising facts or anything critical. Just check it independently.
Don't just copy paste.
Please don't. And avoid using it as your only source for serious stuff like legal or medical advice. Consult actual human experts. Cross-reference everything. Think of it as an assistant, maybe a research starting point, but not the final decision maker.
Got it. And are there red flags? Things to look out for in the AI's answers that might signal a hallucination?
Yeah, a few things. Be wary of super specific details given without any source or citation. That can be a sign.
Okay.
If it contradicts itself within the same answer, big warning sign. And sometimes answers that seem just too perfect, maybe overly persuasive or emotional, that confidence can sometimes hide a lack of substance.
Right. Trust but verify vigorously.
Yeah.
The source also tackled some common questions, which helps. It repeated that, yes, hallucinations seem more common in newer models, weirdly.
Yeah, the paradox.
And that fixing it completely is hard because of how these models actually work, their predictive nature.
That's right. Eliminating fabrications entirely while keeping the complex reasoning and creativity. That's the balancing act, the big technical challenge. So the main takeaway for now is, you can't treat ChatGPT or similar tools as gospel truth, especially not for academic work or critical health or legal decisions.
That risk of false confidence is real.
Very real. But, you know, the outlook isn't all bleak. Research is ongoing. Methods are improving.
So there's hope for better reliability down the line.
Definitely. It's a moving target, and a lot of smart people are working on it.
Okay, so wrapping up. GPT-03 and A4 Mini are clearly powerful steps forward for AI. But this hallucination problem is a major asterisk, particularly where facts really matter.
Exactly. We have this strange situation. More sophisticated reasoning in some ways, but decreased factual reliability. It just hammers home the need for critical thinking, for caution, as we integrate these tools more and more.
So as AI keeps advancing, this hallucination issue is, well, a really significant hurdle. We've talked about how these smarter models can confidently get things wrong, more often even. It raises big questions about trust, about reliability, especially as they seep into really important areas of life.
And maybe that leaves you with a final thought to chew on. As AI gets even more sophisticated, maybe even harder to distinguish from human intelligence, but still has this tendency to make things up, how could that change our whole relationship with information, with knowledge itself? What are the ripple effects for society if we can't always be sure if what these incredibly smart systems are telling us is actually true? It's something we'll likely be grappling with for a while.
A really potent thought.
Yeah.
And slightly unnerving. On that note, we want to give a quick mention to Technedian. They provide IT services, focusing on innovative tech solutions and keeping IT environments secure and reliable. In this AI-driven world, having trustworthy technology partners is, well, more critical than ever. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.